Encouraging every step. This is Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and I'm doing our Community Matters interview today with Mike Maynard. He's the executive director of Hillcrest Bruce Mission in Ashland, Kentucky. And Mike, I've interviewed you several times before on the air, but for those who maybe haven't heard of the mission or those who maybe aren't familiar with what you guys do, can you give me a little bit of an overview of your ministry there?
All right, Kyle. Appreciate you having us on again. One of the things that makes Hillcrest Bruce Mission unique is that we are really trying to eliminate the suffering that's caused by poverty. There are a lot of folks out there that are struggling with hunger, and so we have a monthly food pantry, and we serve about 250 families a month with that food pantry. We also get fresh fruits, vegetables, and breads twice a week that anybody can come up here and get. We also help folks out with cleaning and hygiene products. We also have a pantry that can help folks with bedding, another one that helps people with kitchenware and appliances and dishes, another one that helps out with home decor or house furnishings or furniture. We also have a clothing closet and underwear pantry. And so all those basic needs that really tie into our compassion arm of the mission. And so when we definitely think that that's got to be the first thing that you help folks with, because if they're hungry or they don't have a place to stay or they don't have the right clothes to wear in the weather, then that's the only thing they're going to focus on. And so we try to take care of those basic needs first. After that, we really try to focus on folks' health needs. A lot of folks have insurance, good insurance, but it's hard to find a provider that takes your specific insurance. Or people may have insurance and they don't know all the benefits that they have. And so we have folks that come to the mission here on a regular basis and can explain those benefits to folks and let them know how to best use their insurance so that they can get their health needs taken care of. And of course, there's things that insurance won't cover. And we have grants that can help people pay for those kind of things. And so a lot of times your insurance may not pay for hearing aids, or they may not pay for glasses, or they may not pay for dentures. And so we have grants that can help people pay for those kind of things. We also have Pathways brings their mobile van up, and they do HIV and Hep C testing. So we have Healing Communities from the UK that comes down and does Narcan training and can pass that out too. We also have a women's AA group. We do a breastfeeding support group. We have prayer and meditation group. And so there's a lot of things going on with people's health needs that we can help out with. After that, then it really goes into the education and employment needs. We have a preschool that we offer to our neighbors here. And so we've got 16 children enrolled in our preschool right now, and it's completely free. Pick the kids up, give them a snack, and get them ready for kindergarten. We also do adult education here on site at the mission. So we've got an instructor that comes in twice a week to help people get their GED or tutor them or get them to college level on math, reading, and English. We've got another instructor that comes up once a month and helps people fill out their financial aid paperwork. And we've got another that just started this month. We've got an academic advisor coming from ACTC that can help folks get enrolled for college, can help pick their degree area and their classes. And we've also, during this time of the year, we'll help people do their taxes or do their returns for their stimulus payments or their child tax credit. We'll do that also. And then we have our social and spiritual programs. And so we have a ladies' Bible study that meets every week. We have bingo twice a month. Our homemakers just met today. We've got another Bible study for women that will start the first Monday of next month, and they'll do it once a month. We also have a men's group that meets monthly, and we also send kids to summer camp. So there's a lot of different things happening, and to really help someone out of poverty and to help someone help them make their lives better, it really has to be in these four areas: their basic needs, their health needs, their education and employment needs, and their social and their spiritual needs.
Excellent. I always love to hear the rundown of all the ministries that you guys do there, because it's a very holistic approach to helping people. I really love that. But when we talk about all of these different ministries, sometimes it's very helpful for us to be able to try to put an actual person to that ministry, you know, to kind of imagine how does it help a real life person that these things exist. Can you give me a story, an example of how that's happened?
Okay, Kyle. One of the big programs that we have here is it's a work placement program. And folks that are getting government assistance here in Kentucky, if they're not working or they're not going to school, then they're expected to do 20 hours of community service a week. And so we're a place where folks can come and do that community service. And one of the things that we link them up with is the goal is to get them into some type of training program. It could be vocational school, it could be college, it could be some other training program. but we have a lot of good paying jobs in our area. But folks just need to be qualified, and that's really how we insert ourselves into that. But a lot of times when folks come to us, they might be single parents, and they may not have transportation. They may not have a vehicle. And so here recently, we just had a young lady that had started with us a couple months ago, and she had been borrowing a car from someone, and that situation was coming to an end, and it was not working out. And did not have any other means to have a vehicle to be able to get around. And so that was really going to have to put her ambitions and her goals on pause because she wasn't going to have a vehicle to be able to get around and do the things that she needed to do. And so as she's telling me this story, she's breaking down in tears because she wants to accomplish all these things and wants to start college and do all this stuff, and she's not going to be able to because she doesn't have a vehicle. And so as she's telling me this, in my brain, there's a lot of things that have been happening over the last few months. And one of the things is that during the beginning of the pandemic, we started serving and delivering food to homebound senior citizens. And so we have a local apartment complex that's all senior citizens. And so we started delivering food and found out that there was a lot of people there that did not have hardly any food at all. And they didn't have the means to come to us. And so us delivering food really meant a lot to them. And one of the ladies, she had a van, and she hadn't driven it in over a year and couldn't use it. And she really appreciated the food and everything that we've been delivering to her. And so she donated that van here to the mission. And the van was in pretty good shape, but we've got a guy who comes here and volunteers, and he goes through the vehicle for us. And so replaced the brakes, replaced the bearings, and worked on the transmission, and just did a lot of great things to get this vehicle to be safe and ready to get on the road. And so a lot of volunteers that we have and a lot of interactions we have all come to work together. And so this young lady who now she's ready to help herself, she's ready to get started in the program, wants to go to college, but doesn't have a vehicle, and here we have a vehicle. And so last Thursday, we were able to gift this vehicle to her. And so there's a lot of people that become involved. Like I said, whether it's somebody fixing the van or somebody donating a van, or other church ministries that support what we're doing for senior citizens, that enable us to be able. Here just this, in the last week, we've delivered over 140 boxes of food to senior citizens in the last week of people who can't get out. And if it wasn't for us delivering to them, they wouldn't have food. And so all that thing comes full circle so that we can bless folks with resources so that they can get on the path to self-sufficiency.
Beautiful story. And I always love hearing your stories about how God puts the right person in the right place at the right time with the right resources so that people can get what they need and be helped and be blessed. Mike, let me ask you, if people are listening and they say, okay, this is great, how can I help? What would you like to say to them?
Yeah, so we always recommend for folks, come down to our place and get a tour, take a look and see what we're doing in all the different areas, because I'm sure that there is something that each individual is passionate about, or there's something that God is moving on their heart to help with. And so I've got a lady, she comes in twice a week for a few hours each day, and she helps us, sort clothes and get them in our clothing closet. I had another lady, she was here every single day last week. She came in and we had reshelved and reorganized our cleaning and hygiene and bedding and kitchenware, and she came in specifically just to do that project. I've got a guy, he comes here for a few hours every single day to help out, and he comes and just asks, you know, what do you need me to do? And so there's a lot of different areas. So all the things that we talked about in the first segment, if somebody would want to come and get involved or volunteer, you know, or maybe you've got items you'd like to donate to our pantries. And so we try to make it real easy. We're located right behind the Ashland Mall, right off 6th Street. And so we're here Monday through Friday, and you can drop items off from 8 to 5. And so we take clothes, and we take furniture, and we take toys, and we take shoes, and we take bedding and home decor. I mean, just anything that you could imagine, we can find a good home for. So there's lots of ways to get involved with us. For folks that maybe not have not been here, and maybe when you've heard some of those services, you're thinking that you might need some of those services, give us a call or stop on down. Our food pantry, it serves folks that are close to us, but we have other food pantries in the county here and other places. And so maybe you need help. Maybe you'd like to get your GED, or you'd like to get started back into college, or maybe you'd like to find a ladies' Bible study to come to. Or maybe you got a child that's preschool age and you'd like to set them up with that. There's anything, you know, that we mentioned in that first segment, if you think that that might be a service that you might need, give us a call, and we can let you know the details about that. And maybe if you're not even in our service area or close enough to us, we probably know where a similar service is that might be closer to you, and we can get you directed to that service. A lot of folks, you know, over the last year or so, you know, with the way that COVID has been in unemployment, it's not been as steady, and folks have needed help with utility assistance or rent assistance or those kind of things. And even though we don't do that particular help here at this location, based on where you live and what your situation is, we know exactly where you need to go and what you'll need to get that kind of help. So we always just encourage folks that, you know, if there's anything at all that you think you might need, give us a call. And you can get a hold of us by phone, and phone number is 606-324-5723. If you'd like to email us, you can reach us by email, and that's at director@hillcrestbrucemission.com. And through the Facebook, if you just look up hillcrestbrucemission.com, make sure and like our page, because we put out a lot of good information for the community. But it's got a link to our email. It's got a link to our webpage. And it's got our phone number on there, too. So if you get to our Facebook page, it'll get you directed to about every method possible. And you can even message us through Facebook Messenger, and we answer back on that, too. So there's a lot of ways to get a hold of us. If you just got a question, and again, if it's about needing services, give us a holler. Or if you'd like to become involved more with the mission, you can give us a holler that way, too.
All right. I want to say thanks once again to Mike Maynard for being our special guest for our Community Matters interview today. If you'd like to find out more about Hillcrest Bruce Mission, of course, you can check them out on Facebook or hillcrestbrucemission.com. If you missed any portion of today's interview, you can find the entire interview on walkfm.org, or you can also find it anywhere that you get podcasts. Just look for Walk FM Community Matters. If you're part of a church or an organization here in the tri-state and you do something to bless our community, I'd like to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on the Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.